sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Puts this one right in the middle of the Florida Bossard. Slide right side. Lambrick, quick termination. Good work, Baugh and Lambrick. They really seem to have a rapport going tonight.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in St. Paul. The top four seeds have all advanced, with Kearney Catholic, Wood River, Orton, St. Paul battling for the title. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Fenton set up outside. Mestel block. Connor dig. Set Prasoski. Mestel again for the left side. That time it's over the double block. Horvick with the dig. Tracked down by Lucky Grata. Attack is blocked up front by Theron Baum. Crusaders pick it up off the floor and pass it across. Free ball. Stars go middle. Mestel attack down and good. Fourth kill for Michaela Mestel.
Game 1 features top-ranked and unbeaten Kearney Catholic against the host Wildcats. Semifinal number 2 pits the Wood River Eagles against the Orr Chanticleers. The winners advance to Thursday's championship here on Classic Hits. It's the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to St. Paul High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from St. Paul High School. It's time for Lou Platt Conference Volleyball as the 2012 tournament has made it in to the semifinal round. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, here on Classic Hits 98.9 and web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are glad to have you along on tonight's broadcast as we bring you two matchups between powers of the Lou Platt Conference. There were no upsets last night, so it'll be one versus four. That's up first. Undefeated Kearney Catholic, the defending champions, look to continue their run against the always upstart St. Paul Wildcats. And our second matchup have the number 2 and 3 seed Wood River Lady Eagles and Ord Lady Chanticleers. The Lou Platt Conference tonight, two teams that were in the state volleyball finals last year. Of course, Kearney Catholic in C1 and Ord in C2. We're ready to bring you all the action tonight. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back and look at the starting lineups after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the St. Paul Wildcats, they are the home school here tonight, but they are the fourth seed. So let's take a look at their starting rotation. Number 20 is 5'7 junior, Taryn Jonak. She'll be followed by number 3, 5'3 junior, Mercedes Lawson. Lassett is followed by number 7, 5'6 senior, Jordan Lucas-Savage. Then it is number 14, 5'10 sophomore, Carrie Sestak. Number 17, 5'5 junior, Alexa Wysocki. And number 1, 5'7 sophomore, Kyla Wojtylewicz. The libero is number 10, 5'4 sophomore, Maddie Busick. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats is Matt Kane, assisted by Michaela White and Nancy Harrington. St. Paul is 15-6 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, number 9 is a 6'1" senior, Theron Baum. Number 2, 5'6" senior, Kaylin Brannigan. Number 7, 6'1" senior, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, 5'7", junior Shayla Connor. Number 1, 5'6", senior Michaela Mestel. And number 14, back in the lineup, 6-foot senior Megan Anderson. The libero is number 23, 5'4" sophomore Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Rufford. As Kearney Catholic is now 20-0 on the season. They are number 1 in C1, number 5 in the all-class rankings in the Omaha World Herald. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank. We're about ready for volleyball. If you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be right back.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And we're very pleased to have you along with us for tonight's high school volleyball action here on Classic Hits. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also going on tonight, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Overton, where Overton and Elmwood are just getting underway, and then Elm Creek will take on Axtell. Now, they play the best of three in the Fort Kearney Conference, but here in the Lou Platt Conference, we will play the best of five tonight. So you need to win three sets. Best of five action. Last night, St. Paul had to go four sets to defeat Centura. Kearney Catholic, no problem, sweeping out Gibbon in the first match of the quarterfinals, which both teams, Kearney Catholic hosted. St. Paul had to go up to Ord to play Centura last night, and Ord was a winner over Loup City. Also, Adams Central fell in their match to Wood River in the other quarterfinal last night. We're high up on the wrestling deck here at St. Paul, as we've been for a number of years. So the far side is Kearney Catholic, the near side St. Paul. Kearney Catholic has won the toss, and it will be Theron Baum to serve it away. And we were ready to get our semifinals underway, and Baum, who is second on the team in A, serves a little adrenaline, fires it deep and out of bounds. So St. Paul will score first on the service error, and St. Paul will send Taryn Jonak back to serve it away. Both teams already subbing, as Sestak comes into the front row for St. Paul, and Prasoski's in for Kearney Catholic. Stars go to Sokolowski, sets a little high. Sokolowski didn't get all of it, so St. Paul able to hit the return there with Wysocki. Outside attack, here's Brannigan on the angle. Good up that time by Lucas Savage. Set back to Jordan. She'll drive it across to Mestel with the dig. Set middle, here's Sokolowski over the single block of Sestak. Back set for St. Paul. They have to roll it across. Chance here for Connor. Short set. Here's Sokolowski on the attack. Not a lot of big swings so far by the Stars, and we're going to get a whistle on a double hit on the set attempt of St. Paul to end the long rally, and Kearney Catholic will get the point. Into the ball game now, Paige Herbert. Herbert, Prasoski, Studi. You'll see them all. Macy McCann and Ulrich as well. Coach Connor has Megan Anderson. She can use 11 kids. Overpass on the serve. Nice return there by Lassen. And Kearney Catholic gets a free ball attack by Michaela Mestel down and good. So Mestel with the kill, and Kearney Catholic with their first lead at 2-1. Second serve now for Paige Herbert. Herbert, a lot of top spin on that. Dug out by Wodilevich. Set to the far side. Lucas Savage could cut across. Dig is made by Mestel. And dumped across by the setter, Connor, and Shayla's got him. Shayla will have that opening in the middle for her first kill. Kearney Catholic 3-1 right now on St. Paul. The key, as it is against teams that have been dominant throughout the volleyball season, is you can't let them get on long runs. So St. Paul has to go 1-for-1, 2-for-1 until they can get a run. As Sokolowski gets a block at the net, save. St. Paul tips it across there with Sestic. Stays at the 10-foot line. He'll slide it to Sokolowski. Good dig in the back row by Wodolewicz. And then Sokolowski with the ace block on the outside attack from Lucas Savage. Bailey Sokolowski, who is leading the team in kills, ace blocks, doesn't stay in that back row to serve, but right behind her is Messler. You got a couple of all-staters there for Kearney Catholic. The C1 is so deep, it's hard to tell how many girls will make that team. Here's the serve again, Herbert. From the middle, the attack is driven across by Sestic, picked up again by the Stars, and a quick termination by Michaela Messler goes short side near the up official and pounds it in the corner for her second kill. So Kearney Catholic looks focused right now. Four straight from Paige Herbert. They're out 5-1 here in the opening set. St. Paul really hasn't done anything wrong. But again, as Kearney Catholic's done most of the time, they've overpowered everybody. Overpass here. Free ball swing by Sokolowski. She drives it across, but St. Paul does play it back. Shayla Connor slides Sokolowski right side, but her cut goes into the net. First attack error by Kearney Catholic. And St. Paul will get the side out. Into the front row now for the Cats will be Jordan Robinson, a 5'9 senior. Overall, this is a pretty young lineup that Coach Kane puts on the floor. Lassen, line drive serve down the near side, picked up there by Herbert, and the attack by Sokolowski going to be deep. I think she changed her mind about what she wanted to do on the way up and sent it long. Serve again for Lassen. Mercedes staying on this near side, serving tough. Herbert with a good dig, sent it all the way to the far side for Mestel. She rolls it over the double block, and St. Paul picks it up. Sokolowski with the block of Lucas Savage. Another good dig out there by Lassen, and an inside attack by Lucas Savage, dug up by the Star. Pass to the outside. Mestel had hit the tape and went over for Michaela Mestel, trying to get it around the block of Robinson. Almost drove it into her own net, but got the bounce, and down to the floor it goes. Kearney Catholic 6 and St. Paul 3. Morgan Studi leading the team in aces, obviously, with that wicked jump serve. Fires it across. Overpass Megan Anderson. Quick swing. Can't put it away. Good dig by St. Paul. And then they drop it off the net. And down and good for Jordan Lucas Savage. First kill here for St. Paul. Comes from Lucas Savage. Making the score 6-4. Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away will be Lucas Savage. Says number 6 on your programs if you're listening in the gym, but she is 7 to the outside. Anderson, good block up by Robinson. Dig made by Studi. Free ball at the net, and it's dropped down by St. Paul's Kyla Wodolewicz. St. Paul is going to play Kearney Catholic tough. There's no doubt about it. They say it's been kind of an up-and-down season despite their 15-6 record, but you know they're going to be ready to play tonight. 6-5 and a chance to tie here early on, but it's going to be a tough task to battle all night with the Stars as Mestel's attack is blocked out of bounds. Michaela already with 4 kills, and it is 7-5 Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic has only lost 2 sets the entire season. The last time they lost, way back on the first weekend of the season, to Class A Top 5 Lincoln Pius X. They also dropped a set to Waverly this year in the Beatrice Tournament, which vaulted them into the All-Class Top 10. Quick set middle, but following through into the net is St. Paul. It would have been a kill for Sestic, but she followed through into the net. Point for the Stars. And that's the kind of thing. It was a great play by St. Paul, but they're going to have to be perfect tonight. They got the kill, but it's wiped out. Shayla Connor to serve again. She dumps one right in the middle there, picked up by the libero. Fusick tipped down at the net by Anderson. Another good dig. Fusick, here's Connor setting to Anderson. Middle again. Lassen with the dig. St. Paul has to scramble to get it back across. They do. Free ball here for the Stars. Connor, short set. Mestel, wide open kill. Good movement there by the offense of the Stars. And Michaela Mestel on fire here in her final appearance this senior class. They've got a lot of things in front of them now, most of which concentrates with Grand Island next month. Serve Connor. Set right side Robinson from off the net. Able to get it over the double block. And we had a inadvertent whistle there by our up official. He was going to call back row attack and then realize that it wasn't. And so we'll replay the point. Kearney Catholic 9, St. Paul 5 in the opening set here. First semifinal Luplat Conference Tournament. And the serve by Connor goes very short. Rolls off the arm of Wojtylewicz. They get it back to Kyla. She'll roll it over the double block of Anderson and Baum. Megan Anderson is blocked at the net by Sestic. St. Paul digs. Lassen set to the outside. Dribbled across by Wojtylewicz. Good dig in the back row. Herbert. But then as it falls above the net, tipped down by Carrie Sestic. And St. Paul will get the point. Well, the Stars are definitely being tested here. They want this kind of a match. Obviously, both teams want to win. But not only does Kearney Catholic want to win, they want to get tested. They probably haven't been tested much here lately. Back to serve it away is going to be Maddie Fusick. And you know St. Paul will do it. Theron Baum, roundhouse from the near side, drives it home for her first kill. 7 kills already for Kearney Catholic and an ace block, so that's 8 of their 10 points. Yet to see an ace serve here in the first set. Michaela Mestel will go back now for the Stars, leading at 10-6. Mestel serve, fires it at Fusick. Set to the middle, driven across by Joach. Picked up by the Stars. Baum will get it up for Brannigan. Brannigan off the double block for her first kill. So not only the Stars finishing their points, they're moving it around as Mestel and Brannigan and Connor even has one in there, and Sokolowski and Baum, 11-6. Mestel serve, a real short one, pass back into the net. There's our first ace. A little floater over the top to make it 12-6, and we will have our first timeout. Called by St. Paul. Opening set of the semifinals here at the Luplat Conference Tournament. Kearney Catholic 12, St. Paul 6. We're back in a minute.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And out of our first timeout of the evening, Kearney Catholic to serve St. Paul using it. It's 12-6. Short served by Mestel. Dug up Wojtylewicz, right side on the attack. Off the back set, Robinson is blocked. Picked up by St. Paul. They fire again. Blocked again by Anderson. Tip at the net. Jonak finally gets it over. Free ball here, Stars. Quick set middle. Anderson, termination. Too many weapons for Kearney Catholic. And it's 13-6. The Stars have scored 7 of the last 8 points after St. Paul had went on a mini run to make it 6-5. And Mestel stays at that service line looking for 4 in a row. Back set right side. Robinson drives it into the middle. Mestel picks it up. Connor goes to the outside to Theron Baum, and Theron Baum will drive it over. Just too much height for Kearney Catholic. You look at St. Paul, nobody over 6 foot. Sestic listed at 5'10". Robinson 5'9", but you got a bunch of 6'1s over there for the Stars. Mestel serve. She's moving it around nicely. Here's Fusick with the dig. They'll tip it at that. Robinson blocked again. That gets frustrating after a while when the ball just keeps coming back. Good shot there by Wojtylewicz. Back middle. Letting it down is Studi, and it's passed across. Free ball here for St. Paul. Opportunity set to the outside. And a big swing driven through the double block by Wojtylewicz. Stars pick it up to Brannigan, and she'll terminate. Second kill for Kayla Brannigan. And Kearney Catholic, realizing they were going to have to take it up a notch, have done so. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits as Kylie Sestic checks in. Kylie and Carrie, pair of 5'10 sophomores. And here's an ace serve for Michaela Mestel. She's moving it around. That time she dropped it on the 10-foot line. 6 in a row for Mestel. Stars now up 16-6. Mestel floats it across again. Pass off the mark. It's going to be an ace. And so the timeout didn't do Coach Kane and his girls any good because the Stars have yet to relinquish the serve. So he's going to make a defensive substitution here. And checking into the match will be Jenny Furnu. Furno checks in, a 5'6 senior. Mestel fires it at her, but she gets out of the way, and it's out of bounds. So good run there at the service line for Kearney Catholic's Michaela Mestel. It's 17-7 Stars, and St. Paul now to serve it away. And back at the service line will be Alexa Wysocki, 5'5 junior. St. Paul has moved things this year around a little bit. Lassen had been such a big hitter in the past. Now she is the setter. Back row attack taken across by Mestel. Here's a short set middle. Jonak on the net. Dug up there by Studi. Connor goes right back against the grain to Brannigan. Off the single block by Lassen. She'll set it up. Back row attack this time for the Cats is driven across by Lucas Savage. Here's Anderson to finish for Carney Catholic. Moving real quick. The Stars are picking up everything. The passes are on the mark to the setter, Shayla Connor. And now checking in, Jamie McCann to serve it away. For the Stars, Sokolowski, Baum, and Brannigan all in that front row. Any one of them could go off for a ton of kills at any point. Serve across 18-7 to Stars. Off the back foot, St. Paul is wide that time for the attack error. And they haven't had many errors, St. Paul. It's just that they can't put the ball away as often as the Stars. And McCann to serve. Down the middle it goes to Fusick. Slide right side. Brannigan with the block on Jonah. Second ace block for the Stars. And it's now 20-7. It was 6-5, Carney Catholic. They're on a 14-2 run. Timeout on the floor. Stars 20, St. Paul 7. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic 20, St. Paul 7 here in the first set. Jamie McCann going for three in a row out of the Wildcat timeout. Set to the outside. There's a big swing by Kyla Wodolewicz. And you've got to believe that that is one of the things Coach Kane told his girls. Don't be intimidated. Don't back down. Just keep bringing it. If the Stars block it, they block it. And now it'll be Wodolewicz to serve it away. Kyla fires it across. Short set middle and Sokolowski. Huge swing, drives it home. First kill for Sokolowski to go along with an ace block and Theron Baum to serve it away. And we've made it through the first rotation, and the Stars almost closed it out. It's 21-8. Baum, little slider over here. Outside attack is going to be taken down the near side by Lucas Savage. Stars have it. Brannigan rolls it across. St. Paul got it over, but a lift's going to be called. Falling backwards, just trying to keep that ball up. And the lift was called. Great athleticism by the Lady Cats. But it's 22-8. Serve is across. Set to the outside, Lucas Savage. Off the double block, picked up there by Mestel in the back row. Connor sets Brannigan to the outside. Off the partial block by Lassen. Here comes St. Paul. Lucas Savage again. Tries that near side corner. And it is just out. St. Paul thought they had it. But it was in front of the Kearney Catholic bench and just missed it. It's fun just to watch the strategy of St. Paul. They've scouted. They've picked their spots here. But the Stars are playing almost perfect. Back set right side. Jonak, and it's deep and out of bounds. And it is game point now for Kearney Catholic. Theron Baum trying to serve it out at 24-8. Baum serve. Game point number one. Dug out there by Wysocki. Play at the net. Blocked down by Sokolowski. And that will be the end of it. And after a 6-5 start, Kearney Catholic goes nuts here and plays almost perfect volleyball. They end the game on a 19-3 run. And Kearney Catholic wins the opening set 25-8. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Here's a quick look at the first set numbers I had for St. Paul. Kyle Wedelovich, 2 kills. Mercedes Lassett, a service point. Jordan Lucas Savage, a service point and a kill. And Terry Sestak, 1 kill. That's it. 4 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 7 service points, 3 of them aces, a game high, 5 kills. Kaylin Brannigan, an ace block and 2 kills. Shayla Connor, 2 service points and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 ace blocks and a kill. Theron Baum, 4 service points, 2 kills. Jamie McCann, 2 service points. Megan Anderson, 2 kills. Paige Herbert, 4 service points. Kearney Catholic, 13 kills, 3 ace blocks, 3 ace serves. They looked outstanding against a well-disciplined St. Paul team. Kearney Catholic won it 25-8 in the opening set. And we'll be back with the second set after this. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Don't forget there is Major League Baseball action going on right now on ESPN 1460 and 1550, where the Reds and Giants are 1-1 in the bottom of the fifth. That'll be followed by Game 3 in the American League, Detroit at Oakland. The Tigers up 2-0. Again, either a Cincinnati or Detroit win, and they advance on to the championship series. 25-8, Kearney Catholic. Hard to describe it any more than we did in that first set. They just looked perfect, type of volleyball they were playing at the Beatrice Invite, because St. Paul didn't play bad at all. Hardly any errors, yet they can only manage 8 points on the Stars. Let's see if they can get off to a good start again here in game number 2. They did in game 1, and they will with an ace serve because St. Paul gets to start it off, and it'll be Alex Wysocki to get the first ace of the match for St. Paul. St. Paul also got the first point in game 1. And Wysocki sends this cross court to Brannigan. Set back to Kaylin on the right side. She'll drive it down. Third kill for Kaylin Brannigan. And Kearney Catholic, just like game 1, gets it right back. And Theron Baum to serve it away. Theron, the transfer in a couple of years ago from Norfolk Catholic, who also has a solid program, fires a strong serve across, trying to get the ace, but it's run down there in the back row by Fusick and passed across. Free ball here to the outside. Brannigan, she'll drive back middle, but it's deep and out of bounds. Side out Wildcats. Again, this is the first of 2 matches tonight. Coming up next, Kearney Catholic and St. Paul will be the Ord Wood River game. And now the Stars bring in Whitney Colley as a defensive specialist. They serve it to her. Pass goes close to the net. Connor has to pass it over. St. Paul can't do anything with it. Here's the Stars to Brannigan in the middle. Blocked. Colley runs it down to the back row. Connor backs that right side for Sokolowski. Double blocks there, so she lofts it into the back row. Now here's Jonak, blocked up front by Sokolowski. St. Paul has to try again. Back set to the right side, driven across by Wysocki. Here's the slide middle, and it's terminated by Bailey Sokolowski. Second kill for Sokolowski, whose game tonight hasn't been so much the big middle hitter, but more the middle blocker. And now Brannigan will check out, and Paige Herbert will come in to serve it away. She got four quick ones to get the Stars out to a lead they wouldn't relinquish in the opening set. Serves across. They're going to go outside. Sokolowski, another block on the swing of Luka Savic. And it's down for the ace block, her third. Stars now get their first lead of the second set at 3-2. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, you'll be able to hear the Misco Sports post-game show, final stats, coach interview, and more. As Herbert goes over to Maddie Fusick, she is the libero. Quick tip of the net. Almost rolled off Sokolowski. Outside Mesto, blocked up there by Jonak. Now it's punched across by the center, Connor. St. Paul has it. Short set, trying to dump it across. Lassen couldn't finish it off. Now Mestel drives it off the net. Pass right back above the net. Quick swing each way. St. Paul takes it out of the net after Connor had an air kill. Chayla sets. She'll get it over to Sokolowski with a half swing kill. What a run by both teams right there. And Sokolowski ends up putting it away. 4-2. And to serve. Top spin down the middle. Into the hands of Kyla Wedelevich. Taken across over the near side by Luka Savic. Has to be passed across by the Stars. A free ball chance here for St. Paul. Short set middle. Jonak blocked again. Sokolowski popped above the net. She can't put it away on the second swing, and St. Paul has to run it back over. There's Studi with the dig. Set outside Mestel, but she took it off the antenna and out of bounds. Great defense by the Cats to pick up the point. Side out St. Paul. And it'll be Taryn Jonak back to serve it away. 25-8, Kearney Catholic in the first set after it was 6-5. Back set, Sokolowski, and she drives it down the air line for the kill. They had been blocking her towards the middle, likes to take it towards the middle, likes to cut it towards the far corner. That time, she went right next to the block and gets the kill. Morgan Studi now back to serve it away. That powerful jump service right down the middle for an ace. Studi makes it 6-3. Now, Kearney Catholic and St. Paul haven't played this year. They always play that first match right after the conference tournament. So, 1 week from tonight, Kearney Catholic comes right back over to St. Paul for a duel. Good strong serve by Studi again, picked up by Fusick. The attack in the middle by Sestic is blocked by Anderson. It comes over. The attack by Kearney Catholic's Mestel is dug out and passed across by St. Paul. Here's Connor. Slide right side. Anderson takes it back to where it came from, but another good dig by the Cats. And they're able to take it back over. That was Wysocki with the dig. Anderson to the middle this time. And now it's down to the floor. Third kill for Megan. And now the Stars have put together a little something again. 7-3. St. Paul needs to find a way to get that volleyball back. Because Studi is such a dangerous server. Led the team with 58 aces coming into tonight. She's already got one here. About ready to pick up another one. But Lassen goes into the bench to save it. Punched across there by Wysocki. Here's Mestel on the left corner. She tries it inside the antenna for her sixth kill. 8-3 now, Kearney Catholic. Maybe the most powerful rotation. And a timeout will be called here by Coach Matt King. He doesn't want it to get away from his girls. And after a good start in both sets, the Stars find a way to get out to a bigger lead. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-8. They're up 8-3. Set 2, the best of 5. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Maybe it's the fresh cut onions in Long John Silver's new onion rings. Or maybe it's just hard to say goodbye.
Try Long John Silver's new signature battered onion rings. Served hot and fresh for a taste you're gonna love. Get a basket for just $4.99. It's a deal that'll make you say,
"That's what I like."
The fall season is full of high school sports and other school activities, and Brim's now offers digital photo processing to help you share those memories. Brim's Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief, and yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family and help you enjoy the change of seasons a little bit more. Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. Out of a St. Paul timeout, Studi serves. Lassen to the outside. Her attack is down and good. And maybe we're going to see Mercedes Lassen move out of the center role and back to a hitter. 8-4, Kearney Catholic. Congratulations to Grand Island Central Catholic's girls golf team making a late run to win the state tournament today. McKenna Kime, the individual champ. Last and serve. We'll tell you more about state golf when we get a chance. Megan Anderson, middle attack. He's going to be picked up there in the back row by Wood Levitch. Outside tip. St. Paul couldn't roll it over the net. Trying to go with a very short angle tip that time, but it stayed on the tape for Kylie Sestic. And it'll be 9-4 Kearney Catholic. Again, Ord and Wood River play next. We're back here on Thursday. The consolation game will be played at 6, followed by the championship. Kearney Catholic and Ord played for it last year. Will they do it again this year? As the attack on the outside by Robinson, picked up by Connor, passed across by the Stars. Here's a short set middle, miscommunication, and St. Paul, I think that's 4 hits. Now we did get the whistle for 4 hits. Just some miscommunication between the center and the two front row attackers for St. Paul. Shayla Connor will pick up the point on serve and fire again. Takes it into the far right-hand corner to Robinson. Fusick gets it back to Robinson, and Jordan will just punch it across. Stars go short set. There's Anderson driving it down. Megan's fourth kill. 11-4, Kearney Catholic. And back into the ball game here for St. Paul will be Jordan Lukasavich and Kylie Sestic. We'll take a breather. Connor serve is an ace. Couldn't be handled. She drops it into that front row. That's always been a favorite one of Shayla Connors, who was moved to the starting center role her freshman year due to an injury. She was kind of penciled in to be the starter her sophomore year, but that just got her a lot more experience 2 years ago. Serve across Connor, set to the outside. Here's a big swing off the block for the St. Paul kill. Jordan Lukasavich, her second. They've been hard to come by for St. Paul. Matching up with this Kearney Catholic front row of all six-footers. And if they're not six-foot, they can jump out of the gym. And a good serve that time by Lukasavich. Just picked up by Studi. Anderson hit the tape. It fell across. St. Paul with a great dig by Fusick is at least able to return it. Stars fake the slide. Go middle. Theron-Bomb. Roundhouse. Windmill swing. Drives it down. Theron with her third kill. And it'll be Michaela Mestel's turn to serve it away now for Kearney Catholic, leading it 13-5. That's what the scoreboard says anyway. And she'll make it 14-5. That's an ace for Mestel. Stars up by 9. St. Paul's already used a timeout here in this set. Mestel's fourth ace of the match. Tries it again, but that one is well deep and out of bounds. Side out for the Cats. 14-6. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-8. It was 6-5, and the Stars never looked back after getting that run going. Now a serve by Fusick. A little miscommunication there between Studi and Mestel. Studi opened up way too late. Mestel was left hanging there. So an ace serve number 2 for St. Paul. And they're going to need a few more. Fusick with a little running serve of her own, and that time it goes into the net. So both teams got an ace on their last serve and followed it up with the error. Back over to Kearney Catholic, and Jamie McCann will come in. One thing about having such a solid ball club, you want to be able to keep it going, not have a dry well next year. So Coach Connor has plenty of girls in the rotation. Back set outside. Here's Robinson for St. Paul. Dig made by Connor. Played to the back row. Mestel. She'll run around and fire it over to Fusick. It's passed into the net. Good job by Lassen to run it out of there. Over to the Stars. Short set. Sokolowski tips it with a double block. St. Paul digs it up. But they're not going to get much of a swing. Punched across out of the back row. Theron Baum keeps it alive for a back row attack. Jamie McCann got a good one, but it's dug out by Lassen. St. Paul now goes near corner and puts it away. Kyla Wodolewicz with her third kill. Side out, St. Paul. And Wysocki, who had an ace serve the last time she was back there, ready to serve again. Jump serve down the middle to Mestel. Didn't have a lot of motion on it. Theron Baum tries for the tip kill and puts it into her own net. Point St. Paul within 6. 15-9. Wysocki serves again. The high toss. That one's got a little more movement on it. Picked up by Mestel. Connor in the middle of the floor. Sets to the outside. Brannigan this time will finish. Fourth kill for Caitlin Brannigan, 16-9, Kearney Catholic. Last night of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, Kearney Catholic beat Gibbon 25-12, 7-18. St. Paul beat Centura 25-19, 18-25, 25-16, 25-21. Serve across. Here's the middle attack tipped over by Sokolowski, a whistle calls St. Paul in the net. Didn't matter. Sokolowski's tip hit the floor for her fifth kill, 17-9. And Therenbaum to serve again. The senior fires it right down the middle to Lucas Savage. Played to the outside for Jonak. Blocked again by Sokolowski. Jonak one more swing. And the Stars will play it to the outside. Brannigan off the double block. Down and good. Kalen has five kills. Kearney Catholic has four players with four or more kills so far in the match. And St. Paul will call their second timeout. The first set went to Kearney Catholic 25-8. The Stars are up 18-9 in the second set. Here at St. Paul against the host Wildcats, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports action throughout the season. We're here at the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Ord at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you as St. Paul hits it deep that time on the outside. Lassen went long on the attack, and Kearney Catholic extends the lead to 19-9. Therenbaum with the serve. Again, we play the best of five, so the Stars just looking to go up 2-0 here. St. Paul may have battled hard, but the points just haven't been there for him. And Therenbaum's going to get an ace. That is the first ace serve for Theron. 20-9 now, Kearney Catholic. That is the fourth service ace of this set, seventh of the match for Kearney Catholic. Baum puts that knuckleball across to Fusick. Play it up for Lassen. Tips it over the single block that time of Sokolowski. They'll slide it back to Bailey, and she'll drive it down for the kill. Bailey with her fifth kill of this set, sixth of the match to go along with three ace blocks, and the Stars' offense is rolling again. Therenbaum across to Fusick. Here's the set middle. The attack is going to be deep. They're looking for a tip. Boy, Levitch hoping to get a touch. Are they going to get one? No, they're not. They check at all stations, and they say no touch. So Baum continues to serve. Six in a row now for Theron. That was a beautiful serve. Did it hit the floor? Yes, it did for the ace. Theron with her second ace, 23-9, Kearney Catholic. So just like they did in the first set, when they get on a little roll, it turns into a big roll. And Theron Baum 2 points away from the second set. This time St. Paul goes to the middle of the Levitch. Able to finish. Kyla with her fourth kill. Cutting it around the single block attempt of Sokolowski. And St. Paul makes it into double digits. Whitney Colling comes in defensively for Kearney Catholic and for St. Paul. Let's see what switches they're going to make here. Looks like a double substitution. Jonak back in. Lassen out. And also Kylie Sestic back in. And Lucas Savage out. Back to serve it away. Kyla Wodolevich. 23-10 Stars. Depth across. Connor, the setter, saw the wide open donut hole. And she'll have her second kill. And it is game point. Kearney Catholic and Paige Herbert will check into the ball game. And she'll serve it away here for a 2-0 lead for Kearney Catholic. At St. Paul. Good crowd on hand. Fans filing in for the next match between Ord and Wood River. As the serve by Herbert, picked up there by Wysocki, set to the outside, Lassen tips it into Connor's block, and down it is for a Kearney Catholic victory. Shayla Connor got just enough of it to send it back down, and the Stars will win game number two, 25-10, 25-8, 25-10. Kearney Catholic's taken the first two games in the best-of-five semifinal here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, and we'll look at the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to St. Paul. Let's take a look now at the numbers from the second set. They're very close to the same numbers that we had in the first set. For St. Paul, Kyla Wodolewicz had two kills. Mercedes Lassen had a kill. Jordan Lucas Savage had one kill. Maddie Fusick had an ace serve. Alexa Wysocki, two service points. One was an ace. Four kills, no ace blocks, and two ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had an ace serve and a kill. Kaylin Brannigan had three kills. Morgan Studi, three service points, one was an ace. Shayla Connor, three service points, one was an ace. She had an ace block and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski had an ace block and five kills. Theron Baum served up seven consecutive points, two of them aces, one kill. And Paige Herbert, three service points. Megan Anderson had two kills. 13 kills, two ace blocks, five ace serves. Kearney Catholics hitting on almost all cylinders. They win set 2, 25-10. They're up 2-0 over St. Paul at the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament Semifinals. And we'll be back with the third set right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
At a second, the state girls golf tournament wrapped up today. Norfolk wins Class A, and they do it by a total of 12 shots over Lincoln Pius the 10th. Grand Island with another 9 shots back in third, and Hastings finished in 12th. Your Class A champion, Sarah Pravacek of Omaha Marion, by 7 shots over Roanfelt of Norfolk. Tori Piers of Grand Island, 4th. Abby Otto of the Islanders finished in a tie for 5th. Class B, Elkhorn South wins it by 35 strokes over McCook today. Taking a look at Adams Central, they were the only area team that was involved, and they finished in 10th place at the state tournament. Individually, Kaylee Samway of McCook, a 1-under-71 today to win it by 9 shots over Nicole Barminer of Elkhorn South. Grand Island Central Catholic won Class C, and they do it by 5 shots over Ogallala. Kenna Keim, your champion. Kearney Catholic will serve it away to start the third set here. Up 2-0, shot by Brannigan, blocking St. Paul. Will have their first ace block of the match, and it's Carey Sestick to drive it home. St. Paul has scored the first point in all three sets. Of course, the first two times, it didn't pan out for him, but Sestick with the first ace block of the match on the first point of the third set for St. Paul. And now it'll be Jordan Lucas Savage to serve it across. Sokolowski went for a quick tip, and how about doing it again? Carey Sestick with back-to-back blocks. So you don't have any through the first two, and the first 2 points of the third set go into the hands of St. Paul via the block, and Lucas Savage to serve. St. Paul with their first 2-0 lead of the night, first 2-point lead at any time Cross to Prasoski. Punched across by Sokolowski with that double block in front of her. Carney Catholic waits for the defense. The swing on the right side is going to be driven over by Robinson. Carney Catholic gets it to Connor, and she dumps it off the single block for the kill. Third kill for Shayla Connor. Stars are on the board here in game number three. Overton taking game one from Elwood, 25-9, over in the Fort Kearney Conference as Paige Herbert serves it across, overpass, Mestel tips it, dug out by Sestic. Kearney Catholic slides to the outside, and Sokolowski will terminate. That's her seventh kill, and it's quickly 2-2. Fort Kearney Conference Tournament second game, Axtell and Elm Creek over at Overton. Herbert serve. Beautiful top spin on that one. Picked up by Lucas Savage. Right side. Robinson tips it across. Connor has to dig it out. Set to the outside for Mestel, and she's blocked up front. Sestic and Robinson. I thought it was Jordan Robinson, but it may have been Sestic. So if I marked that in the wrong spot, so be it. But I know All St. Paul once is the point, and they get it. 3-2 Cats. Plenty of fight left in him. Fusick serves it across. The only person on that side is Mestel. Sets off the mark, so Mestel has to go to the left hand. Still got a lot on it. St. Paul off the back foot, sent back by Wodilevich. Stars pick it up quickly, and this time it's driven through the single block by Michaela Mestel. Got a good set that time. Her seventh kill. Five of those came in the opening set. Seven kills for Mestel and Sokolowski. Five for Brannigan. St. Paul, Wodilevich leads the team with four. And Studi's serve is on the line for an ace. So all of St. Paul was hoping that that had just missed deep, but it landed 1 foot in front of the linesman, who is catching some grief from his student body here. Studi with her second ace, 4-3 Stars. Puts this one safely in the middle. Outside attack is Wardelevich. She's blocked. Dug out. Robinson right side. Lofts it over. Picked up there by Prasoski in the middle to Megan Anderson, and she drives it off the block for the star kill. Megan with her fifth kill. So four players now for the Stars with at least five kills in the match. And Kearney Catholic takes the lead to 5-3. Strong jump serve again, handled by Lucas Savage, but it's overpassed, and it's tipped down for another Megan Anderson kill. And for St. Paul, they just haven't been able to get Studi off that line without her going on a run. So they'll take a break, bring Alexa Wysocki back in. St. Paul got some blocks, though, to start this third set. Move it over to Wodilevich. Pass again is above the net, and Mestel's able to get there. And can she tip it down? No, and St. Paul got it back across. Free ball here for Mestel on the outside. St. Paul out of system, and it's down and good. Oh, it was partially blocked on the outside. St. Paul probably should have dug that. It was one that was right in between the two back row players, and they both peeled off. 7-3. Studi serve. Stars up, pass off the mark. Lassen had to go way off the court to get it. Still slapped over there by Wysocki. We're going to get a lift called on Kearney Catholic. The pass was back into the net. Connor was trying to keep it out of the net, and they call her for the lift. Kearney Catholic 7, St. Paul 4. Kearney Catholic easily winning the first two sets, 25-8 and 10. And the jump serve by St. Paul goes into the net. But the first two sets started off kind of like this. It was 6-5 in the first set, 4-3 in the second set. And now a little run has taken the Stars out to an 8-4 lead here in the third set. Wood River will be taking on Ord in our next match in approximately 20 minutes after the conclusion of this varsity matchup. Middle attack here. St. Paul blocked by Anderson on the attack by Wodilevich. It's saved and punched over by Lassen. Back set. And Anderson got to it and found a spot to put it in. That didn't look too pretty, but Megan gets the kill. And when you've got the height that Kearney Catholic does, you can kind of survey the floor. Even when the pass is off the mark, you've got the ability to reach it and redirect it. Shayla Connor on the serve. 9-4 Stars moves this to the right side of the court. Picked up Wysocki, set to the outside. Jonah cuts across to Herbert. Overpass. Free ball is slammed right into the Anderson block, and she'll get an ace block. Kyle Wodilevich, most nights that would have been no problem. Free ball put away, but the Stars on their game so far tonight. Shayla Connor's serve. Fusick picks it up, back set right side. It's blocked again by Anderson, and again, the Stars have got into a run here. I'm not letting that ball even come over the net. Jonak on the attack. Dug out by Connor. Studi has to knock it across from the back row. Here comes St. Paul. Middle attack is taken off the tip. Studi with the dig from Wodelevich. And now Anderson drives it through the middle and gets another kill. Megan now heating up. Again, the Stars have already shown Mestel hot in the first game. Sokolowski and Brannigan in the second game. Now Anderson here in the third game. And it calls for a timeout by St. Paul. Kearney Catholic winning the first two, 25-8-10. And St. Paul trailing here in the third set. Kearney Catholic up 11-4. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchased benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Welcome back to St. Paul. Home of Tom Schott and Chris Elstemeyer doing all kinds of busy work around the St. Paul Gymnasium here tonight. As the serve is across by Kearney Catholic out of the timeout, Anderson's there for another block. Good pickup by time by St. Paul and Fusick, but they cannot put it back across the net. And Kearney Catholic will extend the lead to 12-4. Again, we want to thank Athletic Director Rick Peters and the crew here for their hospitality. First of four matches here this week at St. Paul. Blocked up Theron Baum. St. Paul, I'll tell you what, most teams wouldn't be picking up all these blocks, and they are for the most part. Now Baum on the middle attack drives it home. Well, obviously, I have not seen all 20 Kearney Catholic matches this year, but this by far is the best I have seen them play, and this is the type of play that got them state recognition, winning the Beatrice Tournament the first weekend of the season. Connor now with 10 service points in the match. Five of them here in this set. Stars up 13-4. Back into the ball game. Jenny Furno for St. Paul. Set to the outside. Here's Jonak. Dug out by Studi. Set by Connor. Goes to the outside. Mestel. Single block and it put away by Lassen. Great play by Mercedes Lassen. And again, amazing that St. Paul has four ace blocks in this game and they have 5 points. So they got no kills. Kyla Wodelevich to go back and serve. That's after not getting any ace blocks. Hardly any blocks at all in the first two sets. Here's the slide for Anderson. Blocked up front by Jonak. Kearney Catholic digs it out. Mestel in the middle. She'll take it over the double block and get kill number 9. Kearney Catholic 14. St. Paul 5. Mestel to serve. Stars won the first two sets 25-8, 25-10 at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Overton won the first set for Elwood. Stars wanted a sub, but didn't get it in time, and they can now because here's an outside attack that goes wide for St. Paul, and Kearney Catholic will pick up the point. 15-5, and coming in to serve is going to be Mackenzie Smith. Smith comes in to replace Mestel. Serve across St. Paul. Some miscommunication. We've seen that 4 or 5 times tonight. They got it passed to the outside, and they weren't sure who should take a swing at it. So it's 16-5 now in favor of the Stars. Smith serve. Moves it around to the right side to Wodelevich. Set to the outside. Standing spike driven across there by Lucas Savage. Stars punch it back over with Studi. Here's a set outside again for Lucas Savage. And that's blocked by Anderson. Good pickup by St. Paul. Swing it over. And another great dig. That time it was Herbert to pick it up off the floor. Lassen with the short set middle. Jonak through the double block gets the kill. First kill for Taryn tonight. Side out St. Paul. Don't forget at the end of the match, the Misco Sports postgame show. Coach Kane is going to make a substitution here for serving purposes. And checking in is going to be Jalen Rice. The 5'3 senior will get a serve. Float it deep middle, but too deep and out of bounds it went. So, coming off the bench a little cold there. Wanted to make sure she got it over. just sent it a little deep. And now into the ballgame, Jamie McCann for Kearney Catholic. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Wood River. 17-6 Stars. Third, and what looks to be the final set of this semifinal. Kearney Catholic at the net. Somebody's in the net, and it's going to be called on St. Paul. They were expecting the ball to come over, took a swing, and actually the ball caught in the tape, and the St. Paul hand went into the net. So McCann will pick up her third service point of the evening, and the Stars continue to cruise. And I think Coach Connor doing everything she can to get all of her girls now into the match, maybe in different spots here. And checking in is going to be McKenna Butler, also Allie Prasoski. McCann stays in. Herbert's in there. McCann serves it away. And Oprah checked in as well. Short set, and it went right over the swing. So St. Paul has kind of lost a little of the momentum. Well, they've actually lost a lot of the momentum. They played so hard, and just, I think most nights St. Paul would have been beating teams the way they were playing, and they're just getting run over by the Stars here tonight. Stars showing their deep, deep talent. Oprah, middle attack, puts it into the net for an error. Point St. Paul. And in for St. Paul will be Jordan Robinson. I'll tell you what, 19-7 Kearney Catholic, but with kind of the second team in there, St. Paul's not going to back off. They're going to try and get back into this match as Lassen serves it to the middle. Set by Prasoski to Herbert. Herbert attack brought up there by Fusick. Back set right side Robinson over the double block and gets the kill. First kill for Jordan. Lassen will serve it away again. Again, St. Paul just flat out hasn't had any runs tonight. The most points they've scored in a row have been two. As I look here really quick, well, give them another one. How about an ace? 19-9. So their longest run of the night right here is three in a row. They've had a couple spots where they scored four out of five, but those were in 2-1-2 stretches. Herbert threw the block up there by Sestic. Dug out, and it's passed back over there by Lassen. So here comes Kearney Catholic to the outside. Herbert, blocked up front there for the ace block, is Carrie Sestic, her third ace block of this game. 19-10. And that's why it's so tough to go deep on the bench. Not that there's not talent over there by the Stars, but it just kind of changes the dynamic as the serve is short and goes into the net. Sometimes you play together in JV, sometimes you don't. But everybody getting a chance to play here tonight. The championship Thursday night, the consolation's at 6. You kind of expect that one to maybe go quite a while because I think the other three teams are evenly matched here as the overpass of the serve is going to go to Paige Herbert for her first kill. She tips it down. So the championship maybe around 7:30 on Thursday. We'll have it for you right here on Classic Hits. And the serve by Allie Prasoski just floats over. They're able to get it to Sestic. She drives it to the block, and Herbert blocks it down. So a kill and a block on back-to-back points here for Paige Herbert. And it looks like St. Paul is going to go ahead and use their final timeout. Kearney Catholic 22, St. Paul 10. The Stars are up 2-0 here in the best of five of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We're back after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports. Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Major League Baseball playoffs, bottom of the seventh. It's still 1-1, Cincinnati and San Francisco. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors allowing us to bring you volleyball, football, Kennesaw, Shelton, Kearney Catholic, and Chase County, our games this Friday. Serve across to the kill for St. Paul. Goes to the outside, Jordan Lukasavage. So the Cats will get the side out here out of the timeout, and Lukasavage will go back to serve it away. 22-11, Kearney Catholic. Here in the third set, 3 points away from yet another berth in the conference tournament finals. Here's the set to Herbert off Brzoski. Good dig because it was only Lucas Savage in the back row. Punched across there by Wodelevich. Dug out by Smith to the outside. Herbert on the attack. Another dig. Music set too close to the net. Robinson punched it over. Now here is a set by McKenna Butler. Herbert tips it over. Saved by Sestic. Free ball above the net. Oprich took a swing and it's picked up there by St. Paul. They'll roll it across. Both teams out of system right now. Sent to the outside. There's Herbert. Didn't get much on it. Dug out by Sestic. Long rally going here. Lassen sets it. Robinson with the kill. Jordan Robinson with her second kill. And St. Paul gets to keep the serve here. When we do finish up the Visco Sports postgame show, so stay with us. Final stats, hopefully a quick couple of comments from Coach Chris Connor. Lucas Savage's serve, fires it down the middle. Quick set in the middle for Oprich, and it didn't get over. Four hits called. 22-13. So St. Paul, 8 points in the first set, 10 of the second, now 13 here in the third. Serve. Stays in the back row, and of course they're in the same district as this Kearney Catholic team. That doesn't seem like a lot of fun. And Kearney Catholic sends it deep and out of bounds. So St. Paul making it look respectful here, as it should in this third game. Never going to see the St. Paul volleyball team or any team that Coach Kane coaches just give up. And they could have the way things were going, but they were playing well and just getting beat. Herbert on the attack. We'll finish for Kearney Catholic. Second kill for Paige. 23-14 Stars, and Whitney Colling will come in. They'll give her a chance to serve it away. So Kearney Catholic suiting up 15, I believe it is, tonight. No, 14, which is the most you can, and they've all played. Colling with a left-hand serve across to Lucas Savage. Back set Robinson right side on the angle. Attack gets another kill. Jordan Robinson, third kill of the set. Right back over to St. Paul, and back to serve it away. The sophomore, Maddie Fusick. Wood River and Ord coming your way next, so keep it here. Fusick serve. Cuts it across there to Colling. Here's the set for Soski. Oprich in the middle can only tip it across. So St. Paul goes to the outside, driven down by Tyler Wodelevich. So St. Paul has scored 6 of the last 7 points, and Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout. I told you when this switch was made, St. Paul wasn't going to stop, and they have at least cut this lead down. It was 19-6. Now it's 23-16. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
Doug Duda back with you here at St. Paul. Grand Island Central Catholic, your Classy Girls State Golf Champs today. Minden finished in 6th. Defending champion Boone Central was 7th. Gothenburg 11th. Donovan Trumbull 13th. Central City finished in 14th. And McKenna Keim of Central Catholic wins it in a playoff over Makem Estill, who was from Ogallala. So congratulations there. Grand Island Senior High was 3rd in A. Elkhorn South 1B, Norfolk 1A. Back at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on the service line is Maddie Fusick. Out of the timeout, and we're going to get a lift called, so give Fusick her second ace of the evening, 23-17. It'll be interesting to see if Coach Connor just plays this one out now. Nobody wants to see that fourth set unless they're St. Paul fans. Fusick, big swing on the serve, but that's into the net. So a service error will bring us to match point here for Kearney Catholic. And Callie Oprich, it's her turn to serve, but they're going to bring Studi in. Coach Connor says, my youngster's got to see a little bit. Let's see if we can bring Studi in with this strong serve and finish it. Match point here in the Lou Platt semifinals. Studi's jump serve, handled there by Lucas Savage. Good set to the middle. Jonak on the attack, blocked up there by Smith. She'll set to the outside, tipped across by Kearney Catholic. Butler down and good. And McKenna Butler will get the kill to finish off the semifinal match here this evening. And the point on serve went to Studi, and Kearney Catholic is able to advance on to the Luplat Conference Championship game here in 2012. They've had a heck of a run so far over the last handful of years, 25-8, 25-10, and 25-18. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on your sports leader, Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
The most recommended.
Fall brings a dramatic increase in deer activity. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustace Body Shop.
Last fall, I hit a deer just south of town, and it scared me to death. I called Eustace Body Shop for a tow, and from that point on, I had no reason to worry.
We sincerely hope a collision with a deer never happens to you. But if it does, remember that our 5 locations in central Nebraska can bring you back to factory specs faster. Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And it's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports says, get your game on now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. As Kearney Catholic advances on to Thursday's championship game with a straight set victory over the St. Paul Lady Cats here on their home court. Let's take a look at the numbers we had in the third set. For St. Paul, Kyla Wedelevich had a kill. Mercedes Lassen, 3 service points. One was an ace and an ace block. Jordan Lukasavage, 4 service points and a kill. Maddie Fusick, 2 service points. One was an ace. Jordan Robinson, an ace block and 3 kills. Charity Sestic had 3 ace blocks in that game. And Taryn Jonak, 1 kill. 6 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves for St. Paul. For Kearney Catholic in the third set, it was Michaela Mestel with 1 service point and 3 kills. Morgan Studi had 5 service points. One was an ace. Shayla Connor had 5 service points and a kill. Bailey Sokolowski a kill. Theron Baum a kill. Allie Prasoski, 2 service points. McKenna Butler a kill. Mackenzie Smith a service point. Jamie McCann, 2 service points. Megan Anderson had an ace block and 4 kills. And Paige Herbert had a service point, an ace block, and 2 kills as Kearney Catholic completes the sweep with a 25-18 win in the third and final set. We'll take a break, give you the composite numbers, and see if we can corral victorious coach Chris Connor. Right after this timeout, you're listening to the Luplat Conference Volleyball Tournament, and this is the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Maybe it's the fresh cut onions in Long John Silver's new onion rings. Or maybe it's just hard to say goodbye.
Try Long John Silver's new signature battered onion rings. Served hot and fresh for a taste you're gonna love. Get a basket for just $4.99. It's a deal that'll make you say,
"That's what I like."
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the semifinal between St. Paul and Kearney Catholic. For St. Paul, Kyla Wedelevich led the team with 5 kills. Mercedes Lassen had 4 service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and a kill. Jordan Lukasavage led the team in serving with 5 points and 3 kills. Maddie Fusick had 3 service points. 2 of them were aces. She also was the libero in the game, so no kills. Jordan Robinson had an ace block and 3 kills. Carrie Sestic, 3 ace blocks and 1 kill. Alexa Wysocki, 2 service points. One was an ace, and Taryn Jonak had 1 kill. For St. Paul, I had them for 14 kills, 5 ace blocks, which were all in the final set, and 4 ace serves, as St. Paul is now 15-7, and they'll play the loser of the Ord-Wood River match, and they'd like to get another shot at Ord, who beat them, but neither one wants to be in the third place match, so we'll see what happens when they meet on Thursday night in the consolation game here at 6 o'clock. Then after the Lou Platt Conference Tournament for St. Paul, they keep busy as well. They get to play Kearney Catholic again 1 week from tonight, and they also see Hastings St. Cecilia. Let's look at Kearney Catholic's final numbers, and then we'll chat with Coach Chris Connor. Michaela Mestel had 9 service points, 4 of them aces. She also had a match-high 9 kills. Kaylin Brannigan, an ace block, 5 kills. Morgan Studi, 8 service points, 2 of them aces. Shayla Connor, 10 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block and 3 kills. Bailey Sokolowski, 3 ace blocks, 7 kills. Theron Baum led the Stars in serving with 11 points. 2 of them were aces, 4 kills. Allie Prasoski, 2 service points. McKenna Butler had a kill. Mackenzie Smith had a service point. Jamie McCann, 4 service points. Megan Anderson, an ace block and 8 kills. And Paige Herbert, 8 service points, an ace block, and 2 kills. Kearney Catholic had 39 kills, 6 ace blocks, and 9 ace serves to remain perfect. They're 21-0 with only 2 dropped sets all season long, 25-8, 10, and 18. And Coach Chris Connor joins us here. And, Coach, as I mentioned kind of there in the third set, I haven't seen all 21 matches, but this was the best I'd seen you play. St. Paul always comes out and is going to put on a – I thought they played well early, and you just blocked them into submission. Your thoughts on how the team played tonight?
Yeah, we know – I mean, St. Paul, Kane does a great job with them defensively, and they always serve aggressively at us. And so defense, you just never assume it's going to hit the floor because there's always somebody there for their side. I thought this was probably one of our better blocking matches of the season. We seemed to get a hand – you know, if we didn't stuff block it, we got a hand on it, at least slowed it down, and did a pretty good job of always having a double on every attacker.
You moved it around, too. I mean, I could go about anywhere with this because it seemed like you guys played so well. Shayla got it wherever she needed to go, and even on some of the tough shots that St. Paul brought over, the passing seemed to be so crisp. It just seemed to be what you'd want on almost every single point.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I think we worked a lot on this season is out of system, and we drill a lot on out of system balls, and I thought they did a good job tonight, and the passing was good, and the hitters were doing a pretty good job though of, you know, wherever Shea went to find that ball, but we almost always had 2 hitters, if not 3, you know, ready to swing at the ball, and that's tough to defend, especially, you know, with the height that we have.
How's Megan doing after having to sit out a couple of weeks there?
Good. She's definitely eager and ready to get back in there. It's, you know, still a little tender, but she didn't show it tonight. I think probably her biggest issue is maybe just getting that confidence back that everything's going to be okay. So, but definitely she's ready to roll.
You're usually playing 10 or 11 girls anyway, but you got them all in tonight. What'd you have to tell them there at the very end when you took the timeout?
Oh, I think they're a little disheartened. You know, they always like, come out and prove what they can do. And I know they can. They battled it. Towers every day in practice, and so said you just need to get out there and play like you do against them. And you know, sometimes when you're that young and you start off with a couple misses, they get down pretty fast. So you know, it's just an experience.
Wood River and Ord, our next semifinal. How do you see this? And maybe give us a preview of these two teams, depending on who you'll see on Thursday.
You know, that's gonna be tough. I think Ord probably has a little more offensive power than Wood River, but definitely Wood River has some good strategy going, and consistency-wise, it's a pretty nice job. So, you know, I just think it's going to come down probably to who wants it more and, you know, who has the best ball control and passing game going on.
Well, congratulations on a well-played match tonight. We'll see you again Thursday.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
That's Coach Chris Connor. Kearney Catholic Lady Stars win it 25-8, 25-10. And 25-18. We're going to take a quick break here for about 10 minutes, send it back to the studios, and get set for our second semifinal between Ord and Wood River. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, getting you ready for any season, and they're ready to take care of your wrestling and basketball needs as well. Misco Sports, located with their worldwide headquarters in downtown Ord. For Stacey Johns, this is Doug Duda. Keep it here. More high school volleyball action is coming up. And Overton, by the way, in the Fort Kearney Conference, they were pushed to 3 sets, but they beat Elwood. Elm Creek and Axtell getting ready to do battle there. We'll be back right after a couple of breaks here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.